those little baby rabbits, and in my heart, something said, well, what are they called? And I said, baby rabbits. And right away, this word came across. It was like almost in my eyes, almost. They're called kittens.
Oh,
I said, what? Kittens. I'm freaking to get back at. And so the day I pulled out my phone, I said, hey, Siri, what are baby rabbits called? Kittens! I mean, this makes all stupid, but honestly, this was such a revelation to me. I walked up to John and said, do you know what baby rabbits are called? He goes, baby rabbits. Oh, they're called kittens.
John, I think you better get Vicky a kitten. It took a kitten to convince her. Amen. None of ours can have kittens, but I think we can find you one.
I don't want a kitten.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, yeah. Well, then a baby kitten bunny. Yeah.
Careful, Vicky. We didn't want a tiny dog either.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Acts 1:8, Jesus said, you will receive power when the Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. Then in Acts 2, Peter told them everything that had gone on. And something that he said kind of came to me as I was walking over here this morning. So we'll just take that. We'll go down a rabbit trail in honor of the kittens. But no, Peter told them that they killed Jesus. They killed the Messiah. They killed the one they were waiting for. And as I consider the Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of power, I wonder how often we kill the Spirit. And we shouldn't do that. If the Holy Spirit dwells in us, if we've received the Holy Spirit, what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit tells the truth. The Holy Spirit loves Jesus. The Holy Spirit declares Jesus. The Holy Spirit reveals Jesus. That's what he does. And so if we have the Holy Spirit living in us, then we have the urges to follow the Spirit. Right? You know? It's like, I heard a guy, I don't know if today, yesterday, something, they were talking about the fact that there's like 2.5 billion people around the world that say they're Christians. And they are, that are Christians. But today, a guy was talking about Pentecost. And he said that today there were, it was like in the millions of people who acknowledged the Holy Spirit. As in the power of the Holy Spirit. As in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So that means that there's a lot of people that say that the gifts are no longer here. There's a lot of people that say that they received Christ, and when they received Christ, they received the Holy Spirit. But the Bible tells us that those who have received the Holy Spirit, those who have asked, those who have desired the Holy Spirit. Not just put the Holy Spirit on a shelf somewhere, acknowledging, yes, of course, we believe the Holy Spirit, but, you know, where is the power? Now, I'm not knocking anybody. A lot of people just don't know. I did not know until my cousin asked me, do you speak in tongues? And I said, I was with the believers that said, I didn't even know there was such a thing. And if he'd have left it at that, I'd have felt a lot better about it than him saying, well, maybe when you speak in tongues, I'll believe you're a Christian. I couldn't believe in anything that I hadn't heard of. But then I became a subject to my flesh a tiny bit and said, I can be a better Christian than you are without that. But Holy Spirit is faithful, and basically he said, no, no, you can't. We don't always say everything right, okay? But that isn't the point. The point is that we say. That we say something. Why do we say something? Because the Holy Spirit in us wants to. Don't quench the Spirit. He wants to use you. Tell somebody your story. Last night, a reel, I think it was, showed up that Rachel had sent me either 3 months or 3 years ago, I guess. I don't know how those things work. I can't remember what it said, but it's like, I thought it came in last night, and I thought, well, I get the notification. Maybe I should check it out. Then I saw how long ago she did. She probably, hey, I don't find everything, okay? But I found that. And it was a young Muslim girl who was a dancer in a strip club. That doesn't really work out very well. No, she and her father didn't have a great relationship, she said. But she had everything. She was making good dollars. She could do anything. She could go anywhere. She was miserable. And she wanted to know who was God. And so she was asking God, who's God? Who are you? And she was going to kill herself the next day. Third time, she said, I'm not going to fail this time. I've heard that story from somebody once before. Not going to fail this time. She's going to kill herself. And she had a friend call her, and a friend called her, and the friend said, hey, the friend happened to be her dealer. Drug dealer. And he said, you should come to church. He said, you go to church? You're a dealer. But I'm getting into Jesus. I'm getting into Jesus. You should come to church with me. And so she said, okay, sure, why not? So she went to church. But he texted her before she got to church and said, I can't make it tonight. She said, that's okay. I get along with people. I say hi to people all the time. I can go to church without somebody to be there with me. So went into the church and said, all these people were smiling and friendly. She said, what's the matter with these people? And she said, at the bar, people are not smiling, friendly, they're cool. These people were just smiling and they were friendly. And then in the message somewhere, she doesn't know where, but in the message somewhere, she went up for prayer afterwards. And people gathered around her to pray for her, and these people, they knew stuff about her that nobody knew about her. And they were just praying for her. And she couldn't figure out how they knew stuff about her. And she said, how do you know this stuff about me? And they said, well, it's God. God's drawing you. So she said she didn't kill herself. And she started seeking the Lord. She started reading the Bible. And she said, you know, I was still listening to my rap and doing my, and she was saying names of people. I don't know who in the world they are, but that was her music. And then all of a sudden she wasn't doing that music anymore. She was starting to sing Christian songs. And her life was changing. It was just changing. And then God said to her, you need to forgive your dad. She said, no way. I'm not forgiving him. The things that he did to her, the abuse that she took as a Muslim girl, and all that kind of stuff. And God said, you need to forgive him. You just need to forgive him. So she said, you know what? If God forgive me for all the stuff that I did, I can forgive my dad. And she forgave her dad. Now, she didn't run over to him and apologize to him. She just forgave him. But when she forgave him, she got a text from her dad. She said it was such a long text that she had to flip it to get to the next page. I didn't even know that happened on texts. But he texted her, and he apologized to her for not being a good dad and for the things that he had done and the abuse that he had caused. And that's where the reel ended. But she fell in love with God. Just fell in love with him. And she released herself to him. You know, that's the thing. I keep falling in love with Jesus over and over and over and over again. You know, to go ahead and fall in love with him. And when we love him, then we want everything that he has for us. And see, that was fortunately the place where I was when somebody told me that there was a way to get closer. You need the Holy Spirit. And the next thing I know, a guy that became my mentor, Dick Dugan, he was always, I would sing, he would preach, and then afterward he would pray over me. And he would be praying over me, and then he'd be going, I'm trying to, what in the world was he doing? You know, I didn't know what he was doing. He was wanting me to get something, you know? And I got something. Now, I can remember driving out to Slager's and talking to John because there had been that discussion at the Bible study. I think that the lady who hears God through kittens mentioned, now, we don't want to let anything ruin our Bible study. We don't want tongues or anything like that in here. Yeah, it was, because you had run into probably some things at school. But anyway, it was, let's be careful. Let's not let it ruin things, you know, because gifts can do that. Did you know that? They can do that. People, you know, maybe it wasn't. It probably wasn't you. It was somebody else sitting there. But somebody sitting in that circle said, we don't. Because you see, the Spirit of God had begun to enter into worship, and we were becoming a little wild, and was, be careful, we don't want to ruin this. Anyway, I began to speak in tongues, and so I went out to see John. And I said, I spoke in tongues last night. He said, what? I said, well, I spoke in tongues last night. And that was when I told John. But I said, it's not a big deal. It didn't really change anything. And I went home, and I was going to pray in tongues, and I couldn't pray in tongues. And God said, don't do that. Don't make light of a gift I've given you. Got you there. And John and I used to meet here to pray at church, I think around noon or something. I think it was a drought. We would come here to pray, and we're praying, and he was talking in tongues. I said, when did you get that? I don't know. You know? It's a big deal. Why not? Why not have everything that God offers us? You know, why not? Why not just go ahead and receive it? You know, I've told you the many times I told you in Russia, I told people, I said, you know what? You don't just do it. Just do it. It says they spoke in tongues. Just go ahead and speak in tongues. We've got to release it. Spirit doesn't force us, but he sort of does, because from the inside we want more. And we need to yield to that desire for wanting more. Because if we won't yield to that desire for wanting more, then we've got to kind of press it down. We've got to control it. We know, but we don't have to be carried away. You know what? I think we should get carried away. We're going to get carried away someday. Let's get carried away with the Lord. But you understand, in Romans chapter 8, we are told by Paul, you are not controlled by sinful nature, verse 9. You're controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who don't have the Spirit, Christ living in them, they don't belong to him at all. And Christ lives within you, so even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you've been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, and just as God raised Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by his same Spirit. Therefore, verse 12, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. Catch that? You have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. I don't know if you know this or not, but you are no different than Paul. Paul, he said, it's no longer I that sin, it's the sin that's still in me. We still got some sinful nature that hangs around. We're still working on overcoming that. We're still, the Holy Spirit gives us the power to overcome that. So you're not obligated. No longer obligated to follow the urgings of the sinful nature. You know? We don't have to. You don't have to. I don't have to. I don't have to go along with grumbling. I don't have to go along with any of those thoughts that come to my mind that I say to myself, you aren't going to say that. I don't even have to think about those thoughts anymore. I don't have to. And I shouldn't have to fight them so much. But I do. I have to fight them. But I'm not obligated to them. You know, I'm grown out of them. You know, I can have attitude at the devil now. I am an adult. Are you laughing at me saying that I'm an adult, Mary? Well, excuse. Yes, yes, but we're no longer obligated. We're no longer controlled by that other nature because we called upon the Lord. And if we battle more than we should battle, we need to take the truth that the Holy Spirit spreads and say, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I needed power. I needed everything to overcome everything. You know? I wanted to be rid of everything. And I needed something to overcome everything because everything was a lot. It was a lot. But I already hated everything from before. But I think the Holy Spirit helped me hate it enough. We don't outgrow our need. We don't. We don't become so holy that we don't need more. We don't get to the place where we can actually measure ourselves by ourselves. or get our comfort from comparing ourselves with others who haven't quite arrived. This is a day to establish it as a lifestyle of Pentecost. The Jews used to celebrate Pentecost, and Pentecost they celebrated when the fire was over the tabernacle. God was present. Well, now that fire that came comes on every one of us. And if spiritually, if people could see in the spirit, you're walking around with a fire crown. Remember, we used to sing a song that said, Lord, you're leading me with a cloud by day. And then in the night, the glow of burning flame. And everywhere I go, I see you. Everywhere I go, I see you. I see you. I see you. You know, that fire is burning every day. The Holy Spirit is stoking the fire all night, waiting for us to get up and burn with it. And when we are burning with the Holy Spirit, we're feeling better. We are. When the joy of the Lord is our strength, we're feeling better. When all of those other things, those thoughts, those fears, those worries, that stuff that we're no longer obligated to follow, when those things come under the power of the Holy Spirit, boom, we're free. Free to worship, free to praise Him. You're free to do that. You can do that anytime you want to. You can shout unto God with a voice. It doesn't matter where you are. You can do that. Because most of us had shouted in places that weren't perfect places to shout. Right? We shouted things we shouldn't shout. Ooh, I know I have. I've shouted things from the top of a grain bin, painting the grain bin. But, so we can shout unto God. Why not? Why not? When Joshua told the people, okay, now, when I say shout, everybody shout. There wasn't thing. Now you people who aren't comfortable shouting, just fake it. He didn't say that. He said, everybody shout. Everybody. 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 Everybody, Paul indicated, Jesus just said up players could be, you know, receive the Holy Spirit. That wasn't for 12 people in a room. But it was for the 12 people in that room. Don't you think it's okay if we want what they got? We want things that other people have sometimes, don't we? Except we don't covet because we're holy. But we think that's pretty nice, right? Yeah. So why wouldn't we think that about the things of God? It's not just for somebody else. See, When the Spirit of the Lord is in us, we have this thing that wants to make Him known. We do. And we are not obligated to give in to fear. Like I said, you know, somebody might say, well, I don't have a story. Well, now you've got a story. You remember when you didn't have a story. But something spoke to you when you heard about that having a story, and something in you said, I do have a story. I do have a story. You know? way back when Vicki and I went to see Jimmy Swaggart in Minneapolis, and there were people who said, why are you going that far to go to church? Not a bad question. But I watched him. And I thought, if he's that close, we should go see him. It was a good choice. I got out of the car in the parking lot and I said, oh, Vicki, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. I could feel God in the parking lot. It was like God saying, good choice, Roger. Walked into the building and I just walked around the building. Literally. I was just walking around. People say hi. I said, hey, you know. That was where I found out that Christians have preferences. That was when somebody said, well, so what church do you go to? Well, at that time I was going to Methodist Church, which, but I got saved in a Seventh-day Adventist Bible study. Didn't occur to me that they thought that was weird. I didn't know it was weird. You know, Holy Spirit can work anywhere and everywhere.
Right.
You know? Courtney and Talon drive all the way to Highmore to see a guy he met in jail. Your pastor was in jail? Yeah. Proud of it. I am. And I'm tickled every time that I see you. You know? I don't think you come here just so nobody sees you going to church. Maybe, huh, Courtney? you don't want to just take him everywhere? Oh, yeah, I love that guy. He's on the floor. Always slain in the spirit, that land. Always slain in the spirit. Out of it in Jesus. That's getting all you can get from the Holy Spirit. But you will. You will. You do. You do when you ask. Some people give in to the idea that, well, I don't have to ask. Holy Spirit came when I was baptized as a baby, or Holy Spirit, you know. But if the Bible says ask, why not just do it? Why not just do it? Why not just do it? Don't let somebody rob you of what God has for you. When we were going to get baptized, my brother said, well, you were baptized when you were a baby. I said, I don't remember a thing. And I read. It said they believed and are baptized. I didn't believe in anything. I didn't believe in much until up to a few months ago. So I'm going for it, man. I'm going to go down in the water. God. What could it hurt? This is a day that the Lord has made, and he established it as a power day, and everybody needs a power day. Just like everybody needs a salvation day, everybody needs a power day. Because we need to walk in power. And we need to respond to the power living in us. because there are a lot of people that need to know about you and Jesus. There are. You know? There are. Somebody had posted that where Rachel found it, and it said under it, "This is for somebody today." Well, I'm pretty saved, so I wasn't necessarily that, but I love to hear it. I love to hear the stories of what God is doing in people, for people, and through people. I just love to hear it. I had a young gal from the jail, and she said, "Do you remember me, Pastor Day?" Well, I'm guessing it's 30 years probably since I saw her. "Do you remember Vilas?" "I do remember Vilas." "Remember the little girl running around Vilas's?" "Yeah, that's me. I'm so glad you came back to my life, Pastor Day." "Yeah, me too. I'll remember her next week, I'm sure." But, you know, I didn't. Could I? There was a whole bunch of them running around then. When we go down to Fort Thompson for Bible study, wasn't there, John? There's a lot of little ones running around. And sometimes they'd run up here and we'd have a church full of little ones. She didn't remember church much, but she did remember when they would run around during worship. So she did remember church. You know? God's got an army marching through the land. Amen? And we're in the army. So we need to go ahead and be as equipped as we can. Someone that's in the army doesn't go through the line, and "I only need one bullet, I'm a good shot." You better take more, there's a lot of targets. You know? We also don't want to witness once. I witnessed once. Sometimes we witness and it doesn't go great. That doesn't matter. God can use it. The Spirit of God can do that. You'll receive power. And you will tell everyone. Those disciples that Jesus told that to, he said, "You're going to go to Judea, Samaria, all over the world." You know, they're standing there going, there's like 12 of us. And everybody hates us. But you said, "We're going to tell the whole world." But it wasn't long till they were saying, "These folks are turning the world upside down. Let's go turn the world upside down. What do you say? Let's turn somebody's world upside down. Let's turn somebody's life around. Let's not be selfish. Let's share. Let's pass it on. Right? Okay, Lord. We are, everybody agreed, so fill us. They prayed until they were filled again, until the building was shaken. They were desperate, Lord. They were desperate for your touch. Oh, Lord, let us be desperate for more of you. Cause us to be desperate for more of you. I want more of you, Lord. Pour out, Holy Spirit, in a greater and greater measure in our lives. Every day when we get up, let's respond to that flame that's burning over us. And we'll give you all the glory and praise and honor and rejoice, and we'll tell everybody what you do for us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may.
There for a little bit, but it took, yeah, seeing you in jail to just, I don't know what came over me, but I remember, I mean, it's just, that was the moment, I mean, it just, yeah, now that's all I did is talk about you and church, and yeah, and I even forgot most of our pod to even go every Sunday, and I mean, but even since then, I mean, it's, like you're saying, today, they've hit a lot home, and they, I mean, I haven't had a want, I haven't had a will, I haven't, it doesn't, I don't even think about it, because I don't want that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, and it's just like, since then, I mean, I go, like, same with both, but I go every Wednesday there for a while. I was going to help my mom, because we teach this little guy at the church in Pier 2, and I was helping teach that, I was helping spread the word, I talked about, I talked to my brother, my family. I mean, it's just kind of like, I mean, they're probably getting annoyed at me because I was just like, I'm not trying to know you. You don't have to. You can believe what I was about. Here, let me tell you what I think. And it's just been, and I know my wife greatly appreciates it. And yeah, we thank them. I just wanted to thank all you guys for, yeah, it's been.
Well, God bless you. It's a battle at times, but always, he's always there for you.
Right.
No matter what.
And then, yeah, and the last one more thing is just this last weekend, it was just crazy because any time before this, it would have been Jersey. Our oldest just graduated here this last. That's where we've been. We've been super busy. And but most times when you have that much family, and if I was where I used to be, I would have hated this time. I was so happy just to actually enjoy it with all of my family, with everyone, and just feel the love and just feel the joy. You know, it's like, it's been a while since I let feelings in like that. You know what I mean? It's just, and it's just, yeah, it's just
awesome.
Yeah, it's just, I just want to go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a blessing to have you guys here.
Thank you guys.
Courtney, I have to tell you, when you walked in this morning, I was thinking my normal statement to people is we could take a collection so you could get some jeans, but I realized those cost more.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, we love you. Love you all. God bless you richly. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tom.